The money that I collected is honorable.
The destiny of Nigeria.
Can you make a contribution to Nigerian peace?
Me, the thing is that I want men all of now look at this country in Nigeria. When you want to take to steps war, every day to make this country a better place.
And the new Nigeria is that place that
telling them it's time to change.
All colors, shades, angles, and perspectives can be overwhelming in our present world of information overload. This is Introducing Ground Zero. Ground Zero is a current affairs discussion phone-in program covering topical issues in the polity. The program is a platform for an in-depth analysis of trending issues by professionals, authorities in various fields, analysts, and key actors in the polity. Ground Zero gives the listener an opportunity to contribute to the discussion via phone call, SMS, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. From the conservatively serious to the ridiculously funny, Ground Zero accommodates them all. Professionals, urban contemporary businessmen and women, policymakers, public service workers, students, artisans, traders, and the in-between. Ground Zero comes up on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays 4 to 5 p.m. Ground Zero. This program is exclusive to Invicta 98.9 FM. Tune in.
Hey, this one, you came this early morning. I even thought you were flashing when I saw your call.
Flash, ke. I have upgraded, and this time, I'll be the one to spoil you. So get ready.
Wait, don't tell me Better Thing has landed.
Yes, so Zenith Better Life promo is back with Season 3, and I just won a 150K gift card.
Hooray!
That's right. Zenith Bank is giving away gifts worth 150,000 naira each to 20 lucky customers every 2 weeks in the Zenith Better Life promo Season 3. To qualify, simply open a Zenith Bank account and maintain a minimum of 5,000 naira. Request and collect a physical or virtual Zenith Bank debit card. Then download and register on the Zenith mobile app or register for *960# Easy Banking. This promo runs from June 1st, 2023 to May 31st, 2024 and is open to new and existing account holders. Terms and conditions apply. Zenith Bank, in your best interest.
All right, it's a nice and lovely day, and you are right here tuned to the program Ground Zero, coming to you on Invicta FM for those listening to us via Terrestria and Christian Radio and Television. And Ground Zero is a program where we pick up topical issues in the polity and with analysts in-house and, of course, guests and you, the listener, we try to analyze these things so that together we can all have a clearer understanding of the whatever issues that we bring on board on the program. And today on the program Ground Zero, we will be looking at 30 days in office of the new administration. Yes, it is normal for people to look at 100 days, but we are getting impatient every day. Now, our benchmark is 30 days in office of the new administration. We'll be looking at that. We'll also be looking at imposition of 100 naira annual fee on all car owners in Nigeria. Those are the snippets of the program today. But meanwhile, my guests are already seated in the studio. And for those watching us on YouTube and elsewhere, you would have the opportunity of just going there now and doing that. I have with me in the studio this evening Samuel Johanna. He is a political analyst. Samuel Johanna, you're welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Ezan, and thank you, listeners at home.
We also have with us in the studio an activist and a gentleman in the person of Nasir Jagaba. Nasir, you are welcome to Ground Zero. All right. And you, the listener, can be part of the program by going to our various social media handles on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And we have a unified handle. Just search for Procyon RTV. Procyon is spelled PROCYONRTV. Once you search for Procyon RTV, you'll be able to see what we are doing. And that way, together, we'll be able to contribute to whatever we are discussing on the program today. All right. Before we go deep into it, I'd like to just give you a little bit of info. First, the new administration yesterday on the 29th of May was just barely 30 days of the new administration coming into office, where the president, of course, read out his plans for Nigeria and what Nigerians should look out for, and of course all that he did then. Just after then, we've seen some movement, reshufflement in different areas, most especially the service chiefs that were all removed and replaced. We also have the chief crime fighter, chief corruption fighter or graft fighter in Nigeria, and the person of Bawa was also suspended, and also the governor of the central bank, Godwin Emefiele, was also suspended. They are soon to be replaced by new persons in acting capacity, while the service chiefs will have all of them in place too. Apart from that, many Nigerians also have seen the fact that the government has also withdrawn fuel subsidy. Apart from fuel subsidy, there has also been in place student loan. The bill has finally been passed. The act has finally been passed. The bill has been passed into an act. And of course, the government also making pronouncements that from September, the federal government will withdraw from sponsoring or taking financial burden of university education in Nigeria. All of these are just some of the many issues that the new administration has put in place, not forgetting too that boards of parastatals have also been sacked all across the nation, and of course people are hustling to occupy those positions. That, I would say, is a detail of the first one. While the second one, which is the imposition of 1,000 naira annual fees on all cars owners in Nigeria, I can imagine if our conservative statistics shows that there are about 57 million cars in Nigeria, that's like 2 years ago statistic, and multiplied by 1,000 naira, what would that translate to? Someone should help me press a calculator on that. That's exactly what the federal government wants to put in place. The federal government has introduced a new initiative requiring all motorists to pay an annual fee of 1,000 naira for the proof of ownership certificate. It's not all about the license, not just the proof of ownership certificate. The permanent secretary of the Lagos Ministry of Transportation, Engineer Abdullah Fiz Toriola, announced the implementation of the initiative during a joint press conference in Ikeja on Tuesday, June 28. And all according to him, the move aims to streamline and strengthen vehicle ownership verification, adding that starting from July 2023, the collection of this fee will be initiated by the Lagos State government. That's talking about Lagos State now and all of that. Basically, this is just the brief of it all. Imposition of some fees to collect for a certificate of proof of ownership. Broadly, these are all that we are looking at today. Let's start from first, an analysis of 30 days in office. Tinubu has been in the sack for 30 days. Yeah. What's your impression and what's your score on his performance so far?
He's done above average, considering how he came. And for him to have done some of this in 30 days, that shows that he understands the assignment on ground for him. And you need somebody with courage to do some of these things he has done, because some people in the previous government felt they were untouchable. But within first 2 weeks, I think the president came in and proved to them that nobody is indispensable. For sure, there are pains. And like I always say, if there is no pain, there is no gain. Like the removal of the subsidy, this is something that has been a hemorrhoid on the economy of Nigeria for a very long time. And successive presidents have tried to remove it. And for some reason, best known to them, they didn't do it. And that has put this economy in a terrible situation. That if the subsidy had not been removed like over a month ago, I tell you, payment of salary would have been a serious challenge to federal government, not talk even state governments, because all of them draw from the federal government. So he's done well, and we wish him well. All we want Nigerians to do, let's give him more support and see how it pans out. But he should know that Nigerians are eager to get results for what he's doing. But the moment it lingers more than necessary, people will start grumbling. And you know what will result in when people start grumbling. So he has done very well. And like I said, we look forward for better things to come and how Nigerians will enjoy more dividends of democracy.
All right. Thank you so very much. I come to Nasir Jagabab. By your estimation, give us a scorecard of the Tinubu's 30 days in office.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Most of our listeners will say that this is the first kind of person actually don't mind how to say that. Most of us actually we don't have initially. Few things here, most especially one that we left behind, that is the electricity bill. I believe that this thing will actually bring an end of the issue of electricity, unstable electricity in Nigeria. And also, based on his appointment, actually, by what I saw, actually, it shows that Tinubu knows what he's doing and he has this political will to actually bring that needed change people. Because actually, what is before him is how can he secure that legitimacy? So, I believe by what he is doing, actually, is one of those things. But there is one thing actually ahead of him that. If he cannot be able to develop courage and tackle these issues and deal with this issue precisely, I'm telling you, actually, we are going back to where we are before. Because I told you in the last program that I wrote an assignment when I was at university, how can a corrupt system correct a corrupt practice? You get what I'm saying? So, if you look at the kind of money that was looted in this past administration, and if Tinubu cannot be able to kind of forget about party and prove these guys, especially the Minister of Aviation, Minister of the General, the CBN Governor, and other people who, in fact, they are holding Nigerian money in hundreds of millions. These guys need to prove. They need to bring to book. In fact, if he's not going to prove them, let him approach them and seize those money and bring them back to it. If not, I'm telling you, those guys will turn against him one day. He had one that will come after him one day. So, seriously, Tinubu, for now, we will say we have seen that political move. We have seen that change. We have seen what Buhari could not do. Seriously, we have seen what Buhari could not do. And we continue to pray for him. May God continue to grant him wisdom to continue this work. That is after his 60 days.
All right, thank you so very much. Coming back to Samuel Johanna, when Jagaba was talking, you were smiling.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts? What was crossing your mind?
I'm not surprised about some of the things you said, because somebody in opposition, even if you pass in front of you inside water, you say you've raised dust. So you know it's not possible to have dust inside water. But he said some good things. No, he said some good things. And you see, the issue he kept hammering on, the mandate will be taken. I said it several times. The oppositions were not prepared to take over power from APC 23. They came divided. And a divided house cannot stand against itself. So let them go and strategize for 2027. Because this election has been won and lost. So he has spoken well, and as a critic, he has done some constructive criticism, and
he's given the president pat on the back. So I'm impressed with some of his submission.
Okay.
Like we said earlier, some of the things he did in those 30 days, if he doesn't have the courage, it takes a man of courage to do some of this. You see, he said something about some people have to be brought to book. And I think something like that is in the air. Because if you remember, he was with the former president in London a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And some privileged information we got is that it was the discussion centered around some of the atrocities some people did in the past government, of which...
Past government as in his government or the PDP government?
No, when we say for immediate past government.
Okay.
Immediate past government. So he had had a discussion with him, and I tell you, in some few days to come, more heads will roll, because some of these people did this thing with impunity, outrightly.
And but all that feeling that we also got was that he went there to also plead that the president should step down on clamping down on his aides, because of course we can hardly say that both the EFCC boss and the CBN boss were Buhari's aides, so to speak.
You mean the president, former president, middle part president,
pleading with the
new president
on behalf
to slow down
Two persons, Tunde and Momondo.
No. He cannot spare those two people. So what happens to the other people?
Why is the minister? He spares everybody.
No. And these two people are the people that wreaked havoc.
Yeah. Not forgetting the allegations against Malami also and all of that.
Of course. I think. I don't know how true is it that Malami was invited to come and explain some of the role he played in some of the alleged corruption scandal in the air now. So if the former president had actually extended hand of friendship and to plead with the president, no, I won't support that. I won't be part of it. In fact, we will.
But the Buhari, I know, is not someone that would want.
He won't do that. I think these are their parallel talks. I think these are not the fact talks. He won't do that.
What?
Like always, he kept telling them when he was a father, if you are caught, my hand no deal, you're on your own. So I don't think, maybe those are just an insinuation from
people. Well, no, there can never be smoke without fire, but let's see how it all pans out.
Let me tell you something. He really need to go after these people in good time.
Yes, in good time.
Yes. Because justice delayed is justice denied.
Like the last administration, I'll say, when Buhari came in, I would say most of the issues he had was that he waited for too long.
Yes.
By the time he was ready,
a gap was created that gap couldn't be closed.
It created, yes.
After 8 years.
Yes. Well, we believe things will get better. But I haven't said all of that. And looking at some of those actions that Tinubu has taken so far, do you think that there is hope for Nigeria, Nasir?
Actually, for example, the subsidy removal, just like what my colleague said, I used to call it, that's the evil parts. That one person was not able to take it out of the government. And Adubin, the APC government, allowed this thing, this subsidy, taken away when Goodluck Jonathan attempted to do it. I'm telling you, you could have suffered the pain and also brought innovations.
What do you mean, could APC? Nigerians or APC?
Yeah, it was Nigerian. Uh-huh. APC. It was actually so APC. APC. It was people like Buhari, people like even Corporal Shehu Sani when he was there. Yeah, let us be frank. When he was there, they were the one who entered the road and said no, and then the common man bank on it. That's all. So even the Buhari himself was there at the front, Solovio. He was there. You get what I'm saying? But so what we are trying to say here is that had we been allowed this thing have gone that time, we could have suffered the pain and even forgotten it, right?
And that was when the pain was so that the minimal.
But today, as it is today, I am supporting actually President Tinubu for taking away this subsidy. Because Tinubu understand the politics of this subsidy more than any president.
Yes,
because he benefited from it more than anybody you can think of. Mm. They own Owando, whether you like it or not. His younger brother is the chairman for Owando. And Owando is one of the companies that are importing this PMS.
Owando ceased to import PMS after 2019 election.
But still, they benefited.
Yes.
They benefited.
Because NAPC became the sole importer of petroleum.
They benefited. And those guys, Ogun State governor, who happened to be the first person that brought in a meeting with Tinubu. Even him was the chairman of the market. Do you get what I'm saying? And it was Tinubu's boy. So he understand this subsidy policy, or politics of subsidy very well. And actually, he is in the better person to deal with it. Because let me tell you one thing he did that I'm happy about it. Now he gave three company lessons that would import this PMS, and these people, I believe he must have sat with them and analyzed everything, and they must have told him that this is what we will be selling when we bring it to Nigeria. So now, if by July these people begin to import this PMS into Nigeria and they are selling in so price, others too must follow suit, because if you cannot, then you are out of the market. You get it. So he understands this politics well, and I believe that Nigerian, we should be able to be patient. Soon this thing will be over. But it is better we suffer now and the thing is over in the long run than we continue to suffer from this policy. Why, in fact, someone will say it does not even exist. It's just some cabal, some people who sat down and say, and some are saying that even in other countries in West Africa are even benefiting from this subsidy. So it's a very good, and I heard that he's even trying very soon that some of these borders is going to open there. So all these things are very good policies to a kind of strengthen the economy, because the economy already is in shambles.
All right. You are listening to Ground Zero, coming to you from Prussian Radio and Television, and reaching you via Invicta FM in Kaduna State. And on the program this evening, we are looking at a scorecard of the new administration in the past 30 days. And I would also look at the imposition of 100 Naira, 1,000 Naira vehicle proof of ownership certificate. But before we go to look at that, let's come home to Kaduna State and also give a score on the Obasani administration in the past 30 days. I'll start from Sam Yohana.
Yes.
Yes,
Mr. Hiz, you have actually brought me to speak on my very close destiny. Well, so far so good. It's work in progress, and few appointments have been made for some key positions, and I think coupled with the challenges states are facing financially, that's why if you notice, the appointments are coming bit by bit, they're trickling in. The reason, because probably they're doing a due diligence on nominees, or they've been very careful not to bite more than they can chew. That's my own assessment of Kaduna. Though he's not around for now, but I'm sure by the time he's back, he will hit the ground running. Nothing serious have happened, so except one or two appointments here and there. Even the list of the commissioner, I think, have not been submitted to the State Assembly for screening. So probably when he's back from Hajj, he might.
But from the few appointments that he has made, yes. What's your estimation of this? Of course, I would expect you to say nice, because your political party, though.
You shouldn't expect me.
And these guys are all your colleagues in the party.
Yeah. Majority are okay. They are round peg in a round hole. Yes. One or two needs to be worked on, polished, so that they can match up with the challenge on ground.
Nasir Jagaba,
yeah,
your scorecard of Obasani.
Obasani, actually, just like Summer said, it's just 30 days, and
most of these states already, the past governors have already emptied their treasury. They are committed to pay salary is an issue. But actually, if I'm going to give a scorecard to Obasani, I would say that already I have seen nepotism, I have seen preferential treatment, I have seen sectionalism, tribalism. You get what I'm saying? His appointment. The last appointment were 14 persons. They gave appointment. Check and see that appointment. Out of that appointment, only one person came from Southern Cabinet Secretary. You get what I'm saying? After 3 weeks, he have sworn to be fair to all, holding his Quran. And he came, he packed all the appointment and gave it to his people. So what the pattern that everybody have used when he was governed is the same pattern. So he just left a legacy. Do you get what I'm saying? For him. So he came in also again, same thing. If these people did not vote for you, there is nowhere in the constitution that say that if you didn't vote for me, I should not do it.
But I'm not sure the appointment he made is just one person from that zone, because
I'm
telling you
the last 14th special advisor, I have the list here, is only Manzumegeri.
Manzumegeri.
What of Dan Fulani? No, I
okay, Dan Fulani was in the first band. What of the appointment of Sam Arua?
Sam Arua, his appointment came alone. But I'm talking about this for faith.
Okay. But by and by, looking at all that he has, all the appointments he has made so far, I think there seems to be a fair representation from, well, you are saying that just one from the last 14.
The last 14.
But from the other one that
he
made.
The other ones that he made, the first one, how many people came? I saw Jen Nobulani. I saw Mokure.
Mokure.
I saw James Kanye.
Yeah.
And then we saw this guy, Umar, former chief of staff, what's the one that was given, is it Attorney General? Sorry, AMSEC, for Ministry of Justice. So that is just what we saw, that's it. So a part of that, for what again?
Well,
he gave the position of the chief of staff, gave the position of the SSG.
Apart from where they are from, but are this person's quality persons that can deliver on the job handed to them?
In politics, even not in politics, by the time any person that stay in an office for more than 8 years, please, you need to change that person's office. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't need to, like the SSD, why must you retain him? Go and bring another person and put him there and shift him somewhere. He spent 8 years there. And you still brought him.
What role will experience on the job have to play there?
There's nothing like experience, sir.
Well, you are listening to Ground Zero coming to you on Procyon Radio and TV, and of course, reaching those listening to us via terrestrial on Invicta 98.9 FM. Quickly looking at the imposition of 1,000 Naira for proof of ownership for all vehicle owners. Yes, I know that there's a need to raise money, but should we try to raise money at all costs? Because there are already cries and complaints from different quarters. We may think that 1,000 Naira is very minimal, but by the time you look at the number of car owners we have in the country, and why do we really need to impose that much on just proof of ownership certificate of our vehicles? Sam, react to that.
Let me say, the country is broke. So the country is looking for every avenue now to raise money.
Even to the detriment of the people that the country is supposed to serve?
When you give 1,000 Naira for 12 months as a car owner, you shouldn't feel trapped.
There are other loads already on the people.
But you can spend 1,000 Naira for a car. A poor man doesn't own a car. You know it.
Not necessarily. A car is a necessity.
Anyone that owns a car should be able to raise 1,000.
So the government should extort 1,000.
Let me tell you, this present government, this new government, Nigerians are going to pay tax. Yes. The government is going to strive on tax collection. Yes.
That's true, Jagaba.
Actually, seriously, there is too much burden. Just last 2 weeks, I want to renew my papers for my car. I spent almost 2,000.
Wow.
To the moon. So already that one too is a burden. You get what I'm saying?
But this is something you know that you do it annually.
Annually. Yeah, I know. You get what I'm saying? Already that thing already is a burden. So you added another one to the moon. That was a cancer. You get what I'm saying? But yes, I was privileged. I'm privileged to have a cancer. Not because I have big money. You get what I'm saying? I have other things I do. Like computer thing. You pay for ground rent. Aside paying for ground rent, there is no water in the state. You have to pay. You have to buy water. If you are renting a house in a house that has a borehole, there's extra charges.
You pay for ground rent when you own a house.
Yes, when you're a landlord. In fact, even before you build the house, you have to pay for ground rent. Now you have to even pay for them. In fact, before they give you a building permit, you must show an evidence of tax payment. You get what I'm saying? But an evidence of tax payment. That evidence of that tax payment is another thing. So already there is too much. In fact, the burden on common man in Kaduna State already is too much.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Why is centrally on this one of Kaduna State? The 1,000 naira proof of ownership levy is from the federal government.
Yeah, but it starts from somewhere. Look,
sir, if you want to renew your car now, for example, you go to Kano, go to Kano, you spend 14,000-15,000 naira in total. Where you come?
Depending on the vehicle.
Last year I did it in Kano, sir. Okay. Now, as I'm talking to you, people prefer to run to Kano.
No, but it varies. It varies with the vehicle you're owning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What you spend for your car might not be the same to what somebody would spend. I understand what Nasser is saying
because I recall that when I did my renewal in Abuja some time back, the price was quite cheaper than Kaduna. So I discovered then that many guys from Kaduna were coming to Abuja to renew their vehicle.
Yeah, you come to Kaduna or you go to Nasarawa.
Nasarawa.
It's cheaper. Do you get what I'm saying?
What?
So that is it. Seriously, there is a lot of, we have economic meltdown, things like whatever, but I don't have a problem of government taxing Nigerians in order to raise money to work for people.
So long as the tax is judicially used.
Yes, that judicially used. Yeah. But just like what Budaje is saying, part of what's this duty?
Stamp duty.
Stamp duty.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? But for example, nobody is talking about stamp duty. For 4 years, nobody is talking about it. Nobody is telling us where the money goes. What have they done with the money? How did Nigeria benefit?
I think Emefiele is telling that to the people investigating him presently, because when I had that series of programs on Brekete family, it was mind-boggling that kind of money is being swept under the carpet.
The money, Gudajo was alleging that has been misappropriated.
Yes, yes.
9 trillion naira.
Yes.
I find it difficult to believe that figure was misappropriated.
It may not be absolutely the figure he mentioned, but something humongous was removed.
Something funny would have been
happening. How about 15 naira per transaction every day on everybody's money across the nation until when they now said once a month? I can't remember. Yeah, at some point they now said once a month.
There's no 15 naira in my account. Just
but meanwhile, every transaction.
There's a narration.
Recently, it was after that expose that they started putting that narration.
Bro, before it was just
like. Yes, they would just remove it and be quiet about it.
That's criminal.
You're listening to Ground Zero coming to you from Procyon Radio and TV and also Invicta FM. Very soon we'll take a commercial break, but before then, let's quickly take this message from our in-house producer and presenter of Ayimbu Undi Igbo, a program on Procyon Radio and TV. Mazi Uche Ijegalu, quickly tell us about the Igbo classroom training that's coming up and the latest update. Over to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening for listening. Like he said, my name is Mazi Uche Ijegalu. We are actually starting an Igbo class lesson, just an hour Igbo class, extensive 1 hour Igbo class. For those of us who find it difficult to speak this language, remember that your language is your identity. We are just starting with Igbo language. We are extending to other languages because we just understood that our language is going back, is dying seriously in Nigeria. So we are starting on Saturday, a week tomorrow, Genie Schools by Mozambique Road.
Okay, not tomorrow Saturday. No, not next tomorrow. Week Saturday.
Next week Saturday. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
And for those that need information, what number do they call to get
you
details?
You get us on 081-22-80-7671. I take it again. 081-22-7671. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so very much. We'll now go over to...
I think I'll be his first student because you know how Igbo are doing.
Let's now go to over to Nifemi and take this commercial break.
Ya na kanki da sassafe haka? Ai ina ce ma flashin dina kika idan naga kiranki.
Flashin? Ke, ai ni yanzu na ci gaba fa. Kuma wannan karan zan shago baki. Dan haka ki shirya.
A'a dakata. Ba dai kina nufin wani abin alheri ne ya samu ba.
Kwarai. Zenith Better Life promo ya dawo a karo na uku. Kuma yanzu na taki sa'a ne ci kyautar katin kuɗi. Hannan yana 150,000. Tabbashi.
Tabbas haka ne. Zenith Bank na bada kyautar tsabar kuɗi da yake har kimanin naira 150,000 ga customers su 20 masu rabo a kowane sati biyu a gasar Zenith Better Life promo kashi na uku domin cancantar shiga kawai bude asusun ajiya na Zenith Bank kuma ka adana akalla mafi kankanta naira 5,000 ka nemi karban katin debit ɗinka na Zenith Bank na zahiri ko kuma na online sa'annan ka saukar da manhajar Zenith Bank a wayarka kai register ko kuma kai register ta *966# easy banking wannan garabasar ya fara ne daga 1 ga watan Yuni shekara ta 2023 zuwa 31 ga watan Mayu shekara ta 2024 kuma yana ga sabbin tsofin customers dake da asusun ajiya akwai sharuɗa da ka'idoji Zenith Bank, domin amfaninku.
All right, welcome back from that commercial time out. You are listening to Ground Zero, coming to you from Prussian Radio and Television in collaboration with Invicta FM. And we've talked about the new administration's 30 days in office and also the imposition of 1,000 Naira new fees to get your proof of ownership for your vehicle. And now we'll open up the phone lines. And as we are opening up the phone lines, this is to also let those interested in the media training at Prussian Media Center go to our website or see details of the training. And for those that want to call into the program now, it's 0809-4646206 and 0809-799-1989. We have our first caller this evening. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ground Zero.
My dear, good morning. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I welcome your guest. Kure is the name.
Thank you, Kure.
You see, I'm not surprised what is happening with this administration. They just want to cover the mess that the former administration have done. I want Tinubu to just close his eye. Anybody that happened to steal our money, let him collect that money, let him go to prison, so that it will serve as a deterrent to others that are planning to do that. Starting from, I don't need to call them, all the employee of former president, let him question him about as a minister of petroleum. Let him question him. If he happened to be found wanting, let him jail him, even for 1 year or 2 years, so that the other people that are coming behind will learn a lesson. About the proof of ownership, thank God I've sold all my cars. I don't want to know that one. Because I told you earlier than now that even a tax pusher, we pay tax in as much as I know Tinubu. That's just that he wants to generate revenue by hook or crook. So me, I'm wishing him the best, but let him not scare all those that have packed our money. They will bring the money and they will go in prison. So Ubasani, about his appointment, anyway, he should just do fear to us with the Southern Kaduna. Otherwise, the case is still in court. We are
prejudiced
so that
they will
remove him there. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Kure. Hello, good evening and welcome. Hello, good evening and welcome to the program. Good evening, what's your name and where are you calling us from?
I remember my uncle said Engineer Emmanuel.
All right, Engineer Emmanuel. Let's have your take.
You see, I foreknow that as soon as Tinubu come on board, Nigeria will pay more tax. That is all I know. And that is just what we are seeing. it will be good that even the rumor going around that Mr. President signed the deal not to go after his employee. I think for me that's bad dash. Whosoever is found wanting, you know, the former governor of Zamfara State says that the ministers of Buhari need to be probed because they have brought a lot of fun to their personal use. So I think they should go ahead. Give the minister of petrol. I'm not talking about the president. Then I want the minister of petrol to be probed. That's just what I want. So that you can't spend 19 billion and nothing to show for it is uncalled for. They keep saying that 16 billion of power during Obasanjo. Today, where are we? 19 billion during Buhari as the minister for petrol. What did they use that money for? So I think it will be proper if invited. So let him, even the government show that is debunking that rumor, it will need to be proved, and many of them, and all these governors that have passed, still also should be proved. So let's know those that have stolen various state money, and let them begin to return it.
All right.
What are the palliative are they going to do with this hardship? We are talking about proof of ownership that has been something of free of charge. Now you are telling us to pay 1,000 naira. All this money, if we are paying it, what would be the benefit for the common man? Now look at the issue of subsidy. We are told that by Monday, fuel will be sold for 700 naira. It's unfortunate so we find ourselves in this. All those that have stolen our money in the issue of subsidy, they should find them and bring them to book. So let them return all the money they've been stolen. God bless our country, Nigeria. God bless the blessed and bless you, Mr. Ezebu, with your crew here.
All right. Thank you so very much. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ground Zero. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah, hello, good evening. My name is Comrade Gabriel, the chosen man from Kaduna.
All right, Comrade Gabriel.
In fact, let me thank your guests for what they are saying, and also thank you for bringing in this topic to Nigerians.
Thank you, Comrade Gabriel.
First of all, our number one patient was, is there Nigeria should be patient? We have been patient. The first one is resign of Naira Note. Third is removal of oil subsidy. Removal of oil subsidy. Then second was that the even one of your guests that in fact that day the network was not good. He was trying to explain that in the first place that nothing like the oil subsidy.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to explain to us how this coal oil is being taken to outside after the refinery, then now bring it back to us. So the question was, what are the differences and how much do we sell our food oil and how much do we import? Nobody is telling Nigeria what is happening on today.
Yeah.
So I think the government should come out clearly and tell us what actually is happening. Secondly, sir, on the imposition of our tax on vehicles, I'm pleading with Tinubu to follow everything gradually because the economy in this country is rising very, very, very hard. So let him follow everything gradually. On the level of Kaduna State Governor, his forecast so far, well, I think everything is going to do, let you not forget those people that were attacked by the former governor, Enosu Rufai, and they should pay them because a lot of them are back on and they have already had their wives and widows. So when we are friends with each other, let them focus on how to get us out of current challenges. Instead of politically fighting, this position must go to this position, must go to this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much, Comrade Gabriel, the unpaid textile worker, for also contributing to us. The number to dial is 0809-4646206 and 0809-799-1989. Those are the numbers to dial to be part of the program this evening. And the program is Ground Zero. You can also go to our various social media handles all the way and check us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and what else do we have? Instagram. Look for us at ProcyonRTV, ProcyonRTV. That's where you can get us so that you can also contribute to the discussions that we are having in the studio this evening. Coming back to my studio guest, you had our callers, the comments that they made. What is your reaction, starting from Samuel?
That's actually a serious challenge, honestly, because there are a lot of overhead costs have increased seriously. People are in a terrible financial mess. You see, Comrade Gabriel mentioned the currency redesign. That's one thing that the former government did, and with in collaboration with the former CBN government, that there was no need, and up to today, they've not given a genuine reason why the currency was designed. A lot of micro business have collapsed.
Yeah.
And if you me and you know the things we had about the money spent on redesigning that currency, it was a whole lot of sham. And honestly, whoever is involved in that should be brought to book. That matter shouldn't be something that happened. But up to today, a lot of people have not recovered
from
the challenge, the experience then, and how their business went under. So it's just unfortunate.
Nasir Dagaba.
Actually, seriously, Gordon Emekele, what he's suffering today, he's suffering the same woman because he did all these things, all the things that this guy did was just a script from this cabal. Because at the 11th hour when Tinubu got that ticket, these cabals were not happy. In fact, they did not even do Tinubu in the primary election. So when Tinubu won the primary election, now they were looking for which another way again
to sabotage it.
Then they came up with the Naira redesign. And when they came up with the Naira redesign, then MFLA met Mamandoura. Mamandoura took it to Buhari, which he believed Buhari can never reject anything. I'm telling you, in these 4 years that MFLA was a civil governor, he was busy servicing the loyalties of these people because they were the one who confirmed his appointment
for
a second term of the CBN. So now he is suffering from what they have done. If I'm the former CBN governor, I'm telling you, I will not allow anything. I will let everything out.
But he started now. They said he's singing now in detention.
So
he's
mentioning names. So that's done.
Well, we have heard all of this. Most of them, I would say, still. Allegations all until they are found guilty by a competent court of law. We cannot say or claim whatever we may want to claim. Meanwhile, you are listening to Ground Zero right here on Prussian Radio and Television. This is to let you know that our in-house competition, where you can win as much as 10, 15, 20, or 30,000 is already on. It's coming to you from Procyon Radio and Television. We call it Cookathon. And what the Cookathon basically is did I say Cookathon? Chopathon. Why I kept saying Cookathon was that was the initial idea of me, but until, of course, the GM of the station said that that will not give us the levels that we want. The Cookathon is the Chopathon is a competition where people come here to chop. In Nigeria, when we talk about chop, we mean eat. So if you want to be part of it, go to our YouTube channel. The first edition held yesterday, and you'll see what some gentlemen in studio ate. some gentlemen in the studio were asked to finish half a chicken with 5 eggs and a full bowl of rice. And of course, one particular, I will not let the cat out of the bag. Just go to our YouTube channel and watch the video and say one of our presenters here was eating and crying because tears was coming out of his eyes. Just go to our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is Procyon RTV. Go to at Procyon RTV. Subscribe to the channel, like, share, follow. But meanwhile, for you to qualify to participate in the next edition of Chopathon, you will need to go to Procyon YouTube, Procyon RTV YouTube channel. Subscribe, screenshot your subscription, send it to us, number one. Then go to Google Play Store, download the Procyon Radio and TV app
also screenshot it and send it to us. Those are just the two things that you need to send to us. Once you send it to us, we will do a shortlist and invite you amongst those that will be in the studio and raffle to compete in the next edition of the program. The GM is telling me that in the next edition, there may be a half goat or half ram or a cow neck or cow head or something. Then maybe there's something to eat. When you come for the competition, you know the details of it. Again, to participate in the Procyon Chopathon, all you need to do is go to at Procyon RTV YouTube, subscribe to it, screenshot it. Go to Google, download the Procyon Radio and TV app, screenshot it. Then you send it as a WhatsApp message to 0809-799-1989. Those are just the two things you need to do. Screenshot your subscription page, screenshot the downloaded app, and send it to 0809-799-1989 on WhatsApp. That way you will qualify to be invited amongst those that will be in the studio that will raffle, because once you're in the studio, we'll now do a raffle amongst you, those that would feast on whatever food we are providing, or you may be one of them, because it's not all the persons that way, but amongst those in the studio, we'll just do a raffle, and quickly, it's an open thing, it's open-dential, I would say. So go to Procyon RTV, subscribe to the channel, go and download the Procyon app on Google Play Store, subscribe to the channel, and send it as a screenshot to 0809-799-1989. Let's wrap up the program now. In 30 seconds, Samuel Johanna, give us your parting shot.
My parting shot is that the president should be more focused and have a human face in respect to the policies he's rolling out and the implementation. And one other thing I want him to do. Those distribution companies, electricity distribution companies that are not performing, he should not hesitate
to revoke
their license, because right now, me and you and everybody here in the studio is sweating like a goat, because the alternative power you have taken pains to provide, because it is overstretched and packed up.
Yeah.
So, honestly, we can't continue this way, and no country will make progress without adequate power supply. Thank you.
And Nasir Jagaban, your parting shot.
Yeah, I will advise the president in this 6 months before maybe.
Let's see, this number has been called. Let's just. Hello, good evening. Quickly, in 30 seconds, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? I guess it's a flow call. Yeah. Meanwhile, the number has been calling. So sorry, please, yeah. Nasir Jagaba, your party show.
I'm talking about only 6 months. That's it. You survived the 6 months. In this 6 months, I would see what he has started that will continue. Because I begin to hear people are saying, Obi withdraw your case because Tinubu is about to do something. And also for the governor of Kaduna State, I will try to advise him that actually the government is for power.
All right.
Whatever he's going to do, carry on.
All right, thank you so very much. That's about the size of the program today. I want to thank Samuel Johanna and Nasir Jagaba for having time to be on the program. And also to remind you that for the Igbo lesson classes, it will be at Jini Schools here in Banawa, Kaduna. And if you want more details, you call the number that was provided earlier. If you are still lost, call the Procyon Radio and TV number. On behalf of the production team, Nifemi Onibiyo, Ose Hise Adon, and of course, not forgetting Great Atama and also Efose Agbon, Michael Boniface, Oranda, Daskayode Onimo, and Mazi Uche Ijegalu. They are all here in the studio. Of course, management and staff of Invicta FM. I am Ehis Agbon. I want to appreciate the production lead, Sarah Agbon, for giving us this opportunity to be on air today. Until next time, like always, plant a tree, water it, and watch it grow. May the good mighty Lord bless and keep us all. Remember to keep shining like a star that you are.